Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
See, Lee, I remember all the way back to June 2022.
Long time ago.
Long time ago.
Yes.
When Breitbart contacted the military officials running Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada to ask why they brought in, on the weekend, bounce houses, clowns, face painting, and a drag queen show. All together. Sorry, all ages drag queen show. Wait, where? Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada. So Breitbart, you know, asked for a statement like, what are you doing? Here's what they were told from the spokesperson from Nellis, that the first ever drag queen show was needed because it was, and I quote from the statement, essential to the morale, cohesion, and readiness of our military. Nothing like a big male hairy thigh in a dress wrapped around a pole to make me want to go into battle. Oh, but not quite the way they're thinking.
There's an image I didn't need this morning, Tara. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. So that was just Nellis, Lee. And I've put a thread up. I went back through all of my show prep on this because I remembered I had it. All these bases all over the country and the world were hosting drag queen shows and story hours for kids.
But it's Republicans who are politicizing military policy.
Right. They're acting like Hegseth is coming out of nowhere. Because remember now, the new operational rule for Democrats, I don't know if they tell them to sit a retreat or something, is that time began on January 2025. There was no time before that. Time did not exist. Not a thing. Meanwhile, okay, here's Joint Base Langley. This is how they advertise it, family-friendly diversity, equity, and inclusion summer festival. And you know what that included? I mean, besides the, quote, bouncy houses and face painting for the children, the drag queen show featuring the Navy drag queen, Harpy Daniels. Great for children, Lee, as every kid wants to see. That's what they want. They want drag queens. They were doing this unapologetically. This was throughout. Another military base, another commander, a whole unit was required to march in a gay pride parade on the weekend. They could bring their families if they want. I mean, this goes on and on and on and on. This is what they were doing. And so yesterday, I've got a liberal troll on the text line pointing out, oh, well, when they were saying this, nobody clapped. Nobody stood up. Yeah, I know. This is what we're fighting. We got the ones who did this stuff all through the military, Lee. And then we've got the ones who were terrified of the ones who did that stuff. And that's why Pete Hegseth had to get them all together. You remember, this is a Navy that used their uniform code of conduct, which carries the weight of criminal law, to prosecute, they announced, people who use the wrong pronoun.
Yeah.
That's where we were. That's how dug in this was. And then this idea of, well, to get everybody in here and keep them here, we're going to just get rid of the physical standards entirely. Hegseth yesterday went back to 2015 standards. What is this going to do? It's going to let them go through and have excuses for firing people. And they're going to start culling these people out. This started with Barack Obama, and he fired, I'll never forget this, just shy of 120 top brass, or pushed them out.
Right.
Or retired them because they were not sufficiently woke. They were not right. Liberal. And that was very scary. And I've talked about it for years. I said, they are turning this. They are putting wokes in charge. They're going to turn this military on us. And that's exactly what they were preparing to do. Hegseth just wants a war machine again. And that's why he's saying you're going to have to get in shape. You're going to have to pass this PT stuff twice a year. Because he knows that's going to wash out a lot of the old fat top brass. And he even says, look, you can't, I mean, he's tired of looking at these people and seeing them in uniform and fat.
Yeah.
But they don't understand on The View, the ladies of The View, the old harpies, why Hegseth would do this.
Why is he obsessed with fat?
Yeah, and fitness. And then also he said he was going to return to the highest male standard for combat positions because the troops were fat. I don't understand how that was supposed to be an uplifting message for our military.
They was referring to Colonel Sanders.
Well, it's not uplifting. It's reality.
Right.
Deal with it. You want the very best of the best to defend this nation, period, end of story. If that is a man, if that is a woman, that's fine. This is the standard. This is what you meet. You meet the standard, you get the job. We're not asking about your sexuality. We're not asking about your religion. We're not asking about your gender identity or any of that stuff. This is the standard. This is the physical standard that's expected for this position. You meet it, you're in. That's what Hegseth was saying yesterday.
And everything with the left ultimately becomes about sex. Have you noticed this?
Oh, absolutely.
Gender,
yes.
Sex, your bedroom practices. That is your highest value and your identity. And they define people within their organizations by it. A thing we never used to discuss because it was impolite. And that's what's being ripped out.
Mm-hmm.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, the Secretary of War needs to go through the South Carolina Army National Guard. That's one big, fat, huge herd of overweight, fat, large butts. I just read in a text.
Yeah.
Texter writes, this is from our troll. On its merit based, Hegseth and Trump, most embarrassing speech in front of top military leaders. No one clapped or stood up. Yeah, and that's why
it's
they had
the military.
To have it.
They weren't supposed to.
Right, right, right. No, they wouldn't because it doesn't work that way.
You're not supposed to. That was the whole point of this, that you wouldn't have a military applauding this. This is the commander in chief. This is a meeting. It was not a rally. It was a meeting where the leaders of this group were telling them what's going to go on. In our corporate meetings that we have, generally you don't stand up and clap whenever the CEO says something.
Right.
That's what was going on.
Texter writes, I'm former military. I was talking about how this conversation I have with my daughter about, being able to drag somebody off the field of battle. He writes, dragging a guy off is great, but I want him carrying a fresh can of 50 cal to the gunner first.
Well, there is that, yeah.
Yeah, for cover. Texter writes, Tara, as a retired law enforcement officer, I begged my department to have standards and testing twice a year. We required applicants to pass certain physical standards, but after they got hired, they can become slobs. Yeah, and that's the problem because, war comes on you all of a sudden a lot of times. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have time to get in shape. And by the way, he's talking about going back to the pre-2015 standards. Texter writes, I was in the military during the 90s in Clinton's first term. We were in shape or we got kicked out. And I love how Hegseth's not just saying the whole military is going to be that way, but the top brass is too, or out the door you go.
Well, and he made the point, and this is an excellent point. Every single member of the military should have basic combat knowledge. Every single member. And that is an excellent point. Every single person should know how to handle a weapon, period. I don't care if you're in doing administrative work or, you know, medical or whatever. Every single member of the military should have some type of combat knowledge. And that's what he was preaching. And I couldn't agree more, because you never know in a combat situation, which I've never served in the military. I don't know this personally firsthand, but it seems to me that every single member of the military should know that, because you never know when you're going to need to do that or you may have to step up.
Texter writes, the Chinese are wearing the proper uniform and they know which bathroom to pee in. That's a good point. When you see those columns, Chinese military, those marches, there's nobody who's fat.
Yeah.
No fat people there. And, you know, even the basic stuff he was going off on, like the leadership, cut your hair, shave your beard. And he said, if you want a beard, join Special Forces. Otherwise, shave it. He said, I'm tired of seeing the ponytails. You know, I'm tired of seeing the long hair. I wanted him to pan the camera to the room. I wanted to see what he was seeing when he said that yesterday. So very interesting, you know, just with all of us, with the physical standards. And again, I think what you're going to see, Lee, Trump promised to go through and fire all of these wokes who did this stuff. And I think this is the warning shot over the bow. Instead of starting the firing first and listening to the whining, they wanted to see the warning first.
You know, and I have to give the Trump administration credit here, too. This didn't come day one of the administration. This came months after the administration has been reviewing what's been going on, has been using the military in several appropriate constitutional ways, and now they have come to the conclusion, okay, here's what the problem is. This is what we campaigned on. Here's the problem. Here's how we're going to fix it. This is what you're going to do, coming from the commander-in-chief and the secretary of war.
Yeah.
This was a good time to do that. And all these people that want to whine and complain, oh, it was too expensive to fly all these people. Garbage. This is where you have a non-confusing, a definite point where you tell everybody you're on the same page. There's no misunderstanding or lack of context or tone because of an email or something or other. You know exactly what Hegseth was saying. You know exactly what he meant. You know exactly what the commander-in-chief expects.
We've got a liberal minder where are they listening? I think it's Facebook. Correcting me, not $1 goes to illegal immigrants. That's a fact. If someone says money for healthcare goes to illegal immigrants, then that person's not telling the truth. Where have you been for the last year?
Yeah.
Okay. The part where Doge found the 1.4 million illegals on Medicaid, you missed that or?
Or the millions of tax dollars that went to NGOs that was then funneled into getting people from Central and South America into the U.S. illegally through the Mexican border? Did you miss that?
Big, beautiful bill that closed those loopholes, and now the Democrats insisting that we remove those sections of big, beautiful bills so the 1.4 million illegals on Medicaid can go back to getting Medicaid? You must be new here. Hey, you're going to have to listen for a few weeks till you can get enough basic facts to participate in the conversation. Because otherwise, you just sound silly. You do. We'll explain. We'll catch you up to reality, because that's what we sell here on this show. Welcome.
Well, Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Well, the trolls are legitimately triggered this morning. Holy cow, on my social media, I don't know what is about this broadcast. But I can't let this pass. One of the things Democrats do, you'll notice that if you follow them a lot, is they tell minorities and women that they can't do anything in life. Barack Obama turned this into a science, which was really remarkable since a lot of the time he was speaking as president of the United States of America, delivering the message that without the Democrat Party, you're nothing. You can't do anything. There are oppressors everywhere standing in your way. You are helpless. Don't even try, really. Here's a welfare check. Yeah, don't even get started. It's just pointless. Hate is everywhere. Nazi fascist standing in your way. If you're brown, if you're female, you can't do anything on your own. I have this fool. Listen to this. Tara, you know the white women has been discriminated against in America, surprised at you. You had to work twice as hard to get where you are because this country wants a white male-dominated society. You must be new here. Okay. I don't like to brag, but this right now could change. But this right now is the number one talk show in this market. Not the number one conservative talk show. The number one talk show, period. We beat out sports, all boys. We beat out the boy hosted. There's no girls there. We beat out very nice people, but Morning Zoo Radio. We beat out every other show in this market. This is a red state and a very red market. Talk radio is unique in that it is a male-dominated format. So depending on the ratings book, my audience can run anywhere from 60, 70% male. This is also a capitalistic market. So if the money stops coming in, the management notices pretty quickly. By the way, the management's all male. And yet I'm sitting here. I am sitting here. I was not only hired here. You not only tune into me at your own free will. I'm number one right now. Now that may change. It does. It bounces around in this market. It does. But we stay near the top. I'm the anchor of this station. You may not know that. You may be new. On a lineup of men. And it has no effect of any kind. Now, I'm not saying there aren't some misogynists out there somewhere. I'm sure some misogynists out there somewhere. I'm sure there are. There's always the one. But I've never had more support, a bigger cheering section than the men that run this cluster. Who hired me, recruited me. Bobby Mack, when he was the PD here, drove all the way out to the coast to have dinner with me. Talked to me about coming here. He was already in his late 60s, white male. So you have the unmitigated gall to text me this morning, to message me this morning, to text me this morning. And tell me I can't do what I've already done? Are you serious? I have this conversation with my daughter. We're talking about, you know, depression women and she's taking college courses. And I'm like, where is it? Because I can't find it. I can't. Tara, you know the white woman has been discriminated in America in the past. Sure, absolutely. You're not wrong about that. And, you know, women had to get the vote and do stuff like that. You know, I get it. No, you're not wrong. That is a history in America. Absolutely. But that ended. It's over. If a woman could be number one in a deep red South Carolina market, before an audience that is primarily male, no matter what part of the country it's in, I mean, it's news talk, it just is. That audience is dominated by men. And that doesn't slow me down. And you are legit going to text me and tell me I have to work twice as hard. No, I work twice as hard because I love what I do. It never enters my mind, oh, I got to work twice as hard because I'm a woman. No, I got to work twice as hard because this audience is so smart. Staying ahead of y'all exhausts me. That's why I work twice as hard. We all do in the whole lineup. Nobody thinks a thing of me being a woman. What are you even talking about? The country wants a white male dominated society. Clearly not, because this audience is made up of white males. They dominate it. But look what they tune into every morning. Look what they choose. You're wrong. You're full of hate for some reason toward white men. I don't know what that is, and I'm sorry that that's a part of your life. Don't project that onto me. And how dare you text me to tell me I can't do what I've already done? You know what? I bet you're the kind of person who walks around telling young people of color, young people who are women, that they can't do anything, that they are handicapped. That's a crock. What a loser. Yeah. Go waste your garbage on somebody else. But I wanted to address this because I bet that person has spent years walking around, again, telling young people, telling minorities, telling anybody in front of them who's not white and male that they can't do it, that they can't try, that they might as well not even bother. It's all stacked against them. In other words, the talking points of the Democrat Party. I bet you've crushed so many dreams. Because all it takes is that one little seed of doubt from that person to make that little comment. It's enough to get in your mind, grind your gears, and get you to give up. Texture writes, it's as Rush used to say, Tara, the bigotry of low expectations. Another texture writes, way to go. I'm a 65-year-old white male named Bob. I listen because I appreciate what you do. It's obvious you spend hours upon hours preparing. Thank you. Another commenter, where'd he write? Because I really liked it. Gregory. I listen to you because you're the best. Are you not a white male? It never mattered. You know what's so funny about all this? There is discrimination in America. There is violent and vile discrimination that hangs over us all the time and threatens to end the civil rights of groups of people in America. That's real. That's scary. It's just not the groups you're told. Not minorities. Not immigrants, at least not the legal kind. The other kind don't have rights in this country. They are trespassing. No, there is a group of people, and only one group of people, that are under absolute physical threat in this country. It's not women. It's not black people. It's not brown people. It's conservatives, Republicans, Christians, and anyone who is even, forget right wing, center right. Anyone who's part of the 52% that elected Donald J. Trump. Now there's some discrimination we can talk about. Because do you know what it took yesterday for, quite frankly, the speakers they brought in, I mean, I'm definitely on the right, but I wouldn't even call them right wing. I kind of moderate right, some of them. Just to gather in public at a public university in Utah. Listen to what it took.
A bomb squad detonating a suspicious device at Utah State University ahead of the Turning Point USA event yesterday. Wow, the university says the device was thankfully deemed non-explosive. The college says extra security measures were already in place amid heightened concerns. But that bomb scare did not stop thousands from attending that event, the first to be held in Utah since Charlie Kirk's assassination.
I'm not here to eulogize Charlie Kirk. I am here to pass the torch on to every single one of you.
Charlie was such a good friend, so inspirational. It's so exhilarating to see so many people here. Just grab hold of that mantle and keep going. Don't ever slow down.
Evil thought that it could silence him, but evil forgot something. Martyrs don't disappear, they multiply.
This was more than just an attack on Charlie Kirk. This was an attack on free speech. It was an attack on America. It was an attack on American ideals. It was treasonous.
Charlie's answer to that was, be courageous, live a life of value and meaning, and do something meaningful with your life because life is bigger than you.
So just to recap, it now takes, by the way, the mainstream media is blacking this out. It now takes, but they're covering it in the UK. That's the crazy part. It now takes, in UK Daily Mail, it now takes a bomb squad to detonate the actual bomb. You heard it blow there in that audio. The actual planted bomb. Folks, this was not a bomb threat, okay? This was an actual bomb. It now takes a bomb squad and snipers on the roof for right-leaning Americans to speak about free speech on a college campus in Utah. I mean, it's not like we went into Berkeley. How did the left get this out of control? Charlie Kirk knew the danger. He knew who they were. By the way, I've been listening to weeks to these Democrats. Well, it's not us. We're very peaceful. And all. It's just, you know, it's Trump. He's driving all of this. Here's Charlie Kirk from before he died. Who does he, who, listen to how afraid he, I don't want to say afraid because he went out there, but he knew what he faced.
My fear, Senator, and I hope I'm wrong, and let's say stay in prayer that I'm wrong, that someone is going to get shot the same way that Steve Scalise got shot and, God forbid, killed. The left is creating a pressure cooker with so many of their rank and file paramilitary troops that very well might result in one of us getting shot or killed. God forbid that happens. We're getting death threats every single day here on the Charlie Kirk Show.
Prophetic, wasn't it? It just gives me chills. I've permanently locked that clip in. I'm going to play a lot so we can all remember how we got here. So yeah, there's discrimination. Yeah, it's real. It's blood libel. Any of us could be shot now for anything. And folks, I tell you every day, the light is going out in this world and we got to fight like hell for it. So many of us are asleep right now because we think, well, Trump's in the White House. This is going to be fine. Everything's, you know, it's going to end well. Did you just see what just happened? Yesterday, I played you the audio of UK speech police raiding the home in the dark, in the middle of the night, of a man who simply posted a meme saying F Hamas. You know, the baby killers, mass rapists, those guys, 1,400 dead, hang gliders, those people, genocidal maniacs. Hamas is a designated terror group in the UK. But you can't, as the officer explained, criticize them because that incites racial hatred. Why? Because they're brown. Okay, that was yesterday. Two days ago. This is yesterday. Rose Doherty was arrested. 75-year-old woman for a fiendish act. Standing by an abortion clinic, not protesting, not speaking, with a sign that says, coercion is a crime, here to talk only if you want. So if you are somebody who at your gut level, because a lot of these women are like this, want to keep that baby, but no one in your life will say, you can do it. Love that child. That child is a gift. You can do it. You can do it. You don't have to do this. People want that. I'm convinced of that. Many of them, when they go to that clinic, but that selfish boyfriend and the selfish, you know, people in their lives and the parents who worry more about you, they don't. They don't support you. You feel unsupported, so you feel you have to do it. She's just standing there. If you don't want to talk to her, walk by her. Arrested. She's just arrested. They spent four officers to get her. She's 75. She knows she's a threat. Free speech literally does not have a prayer in the United Kingdom. It's over. Do you know in Scotland where she was arrested in Glasgow? Do you know they have kiosks where you can turn in your friends and family members for things they say in your house? They put them there in case you don't feel comfortable like writing an email or creating a written record. You can just go talk about how uncomfortable you feel in your house. We'll do the example tomorrow. Folks, they've arrested more than 3,000 of these. They're beginning to do the speech raids in the middle of the night for some reason. I don't know why. There's one person standing between you and that is Donald J. Trump. And we got 3 years, folks. And then it is on and they know it. And that is why John Brennan, former director of the CIA, was in Ireland about 6 weeks ago helping with the rollout of the speech censorship social media grid, which helps to detect speech violations. Of course, it's anything. If you say we shouldn't have migration, we shouldn't have illegal immigrants, they got a lot of them in Ireland. If you say these illegal immigrants are very violent, they don't seem to be a fit for our culture, they will arrest you. John Brennan was out there helping to roll that out. Why? He knows it's waiting for us as soon as Trump is gone, and then Europe will reassert the right to censor us inside our own country because our companies are in Europe. This ain't over. Oh, it's just starting. And we learned yesterday what it takes for a conservative to safely speak. A bomb, detonation team, and snipers on the roof, folks. So yeah, there are people, to my troll, who are very much repressed, oppressed, and discriminated against in this country. That's not who you think. Yeah, so the U.S. government has shut down, and I couldn't be more excited about this. Probably not as excited, though, as Donald Trump is. Talking about how great the shutdown is, because now we can get rid of a lot of liberal programs and liberal federal employees that we don't really need.
Well, the Democrats want to shut it down, so when you shut it down, you have to do layoffs, so we'd be laying off a lot of people that are going to be very affected. And the Democrats, they're going to be Democrats. As you know, no country can afford to pay for illegal immigration, health care for everybody that comes into the country. And that's what they're insisting. And obviously, I have an obligation to not accept that. A lot of good can come down from shutdowns. We can get rid of a lot of things that we didn't want. And they'd be Democrat things. But they want open borders. They want men playing in women's sports. They want transgender for everybody. They never stop. They don't learn. We won an election in a landslide. They just don't learn. So we have no choice. I have to do that for the country. Yes.
Yeah, too bad. He sounds really busted up over that, doesn't he? He does. Folks, understand how ridiculous that this is right here. Okay, because while the Democrats are losing bigly, I presented the evidence of that earlier on in the show, with illegal immigrant, you know, advocating for illegal immigrants. Don't kid yourself. We're still passing Biden's budget. It's Biden's budget. The only person who made any sense on that is Senator John Fetterman. I'm going to explain this coming up.
It is always, always wrong to shut our government down. That is a core responsibility. I'm always going to vote against those things. And now that CR was the same CR from the Biden administration.
Yeah, it's
well
a continuing
too.
Resolution. It's Biden's budget. Biden's budget. That's what we just passed. So do we get a win? No, we did.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.